Turning to church news now, and the servant of God, Franz Jagostater, was beatified today in Linz, Austria. The prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, Cardinal José Saliva Martín, presided over the beatification rite. Emma McCarthy reports.
Franz Jagostater was an Austrian Christian executed for his refusal to serve in the armies of the Third Reich. Known for his opposition to the Nazi regime, Jagostater sought counsel from at least three priests and his bishop when he was called to active duty in the military. Each tried to counter his conscience and assure him that his military service was compatible with his Christianity. Jagostater reported to the induction center but refused to serve. Imprisoned in Linz and Berlin, he was convicted in a military trial and beheaded on August 9, 1943. He was survived by his wife and three young daughters. He also left behind a set of essays and letters from prison. In his message marking Jagostater's beatification on Friday, the prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, Cardinal José Saraiva Martins, recalled the moving words of Jagostater's last letter to his wife. "I thank my Saviour that I was allowed to suffer for him and also die for him. I trust in his infinite mercy that God has forgiven me everything and will not abandon me in the final hour. Keep his commandments, and by God's grace we shall soon be together in heaven." Cardinal Martins recalled how Blessed Franz Jagostater's youth was filled with sometimes unwholesome exuberance, and that, after hearing God's call, the new blessed came to place the service of God's will above all things in life, and even faced death for his convictions in the faith. The Cardinal Prefect said his story is one that challenges and encourages all Christians, who can learn from his example to live their faith coherently, with radical commitment, to face extreme consequences, if and when necessary. I'm Emma McCarthy.